So what is the legacy of Trinity Youth Group? I was sitting with a dear friend from Youth Group over the summer, and this topic came up. What did it mean for us that we had come of age in this family? Before we delve into that discussion, I must introduce myself. I grew up in this church. I'm a 2009 alumni of TYG. I spent my college years at Fordham University in New York City, and then I did a year of missionary work with the Episcopal Young Adult Service Corps in Haiti. I am currently a third-year medical student at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. When Trey asked me to speak today as part of Trinity's service series, with particular recognition of today being Outreach Sunday, a million ideas ran through my head. I promise to try to only present half of them to you. I must begin today by remembering the 2,996 people who lost their lives this day 15 years ago, and the friends and families who carry their memories. I remember sitting in the back of this church that night in an impromptu gathering where we prayed for safety for all, rest for the departed, and strength for their families and friends. We prayed for those brave men and women of the police, fire, and rescue services who ran into the chaos that was unfolding to give everything of themselves to save others. When I think about how the world changed that day, I can think of no more fitting memorial than discussing how we can be of service to our brothers and sisters. So, almost 7 years after ending my days as a youth grouper, and in context of this Outreach Sunday, I asked myself, what did that time mean to you? Especially in this season of change and growth of TYG, I am excited for what this program can continue to be for the upcoming youth. While I am sure the story was different for every person, there will be common themes. TYG was an incredible place for me as a teenager. It was a community full of smart, interested, and interesting people, surrounded by adults who gave us of their time and treasure to grow in ourselves, our community, and our faith. There was nothing so great as the warm welcome of Mr. Wilson or the thought-provoking conversation with Kyle. We grew up in a community that showed us how fun and fulfilling service could be and made it a part of our everyday lives. One of the highlights of my summer was always Mission Philadelphia, an experience that removed this middle-class Caucasian female from her comfort zone and showed me a whole other side of the world. We met people from this community, developed relationships, and became better people for it. We learned how to engage in partnership and build terrific community-oriented solutions. We learned that we, though young, could create positive change in the community by building, weeding, cleaning, and painting. That alone would be an amazing legacy. But there's another legacy that I'd like to discuss today. My medical school class took the first step of our board exams this summer. It is, frankly, an awful exam. Imagine an 8-hour SAT that determines the trajectory of your entire career. I found myself at dinner with a good friend who was horrifically anxious and kept delaying her exam the night before she would finally sit for it. As we ate our sushi and I told her tales of life after step one, I could not get my favorite church hymn out of my head. Every Maundy Thursday, we share in the haunting melody of "Stay here and keep watch with me. The hour has come. Stay here and keep watch with me. Watch and pray." The night before her exam, she didn't need me to try to cram any more facts into her head or tell her more about what the testing center was like. She merely needed a friend to stay and keep watch with her. Let her know that she had done everything she could, she was supported, and she was loved. It was a similar idea to one we talked about in the missionary community. There were times when being there meant helping to facilitate a team that was providing basic medical care in a rural community. Being there meant spending 20 minutes trying to get one of my students to say throat instead of float every time he tried. Or it was making lesson plans to teach biology in my foreign language. I worked with a broken-down hospital to try to improve its systems in preparation for an influx of patients as Doctors Without Borders left the country. I received an email recently from another partner in Haiti about how well my nursing students were succeeding in their interactions with English-speaking colleagues because they had had that opportunity to work with a native speaker. There are bright, glowing moments that I can point to and say, that is where I made a difference. But there were times when the frustrations were intense, when my high school students wouldn't settle in for a lesson, when I felt like the hospital administration was not working effectively, when I was frustrated by the lack of resources. Sometimes, most powerfully, on those days when bureaucracy, inefficient systems, and my personal ineptitude made me wonder what I was really doing, being there meant laughing with my newfound friends, sharing in their food and dance and art, and being a witness to their amazing culture and stories and faith. I was there as a friend told me how natural disasters had taken her home 3 times, and I was there later to dance with her 1-year-old son. I played with orphans and offered companionship to a part of the world that sometimes feels forgotten. Thinking about the ministry of presence is an incredible thing. The night before Jesus died, he didn't ask for help or advice or a plan. He asked for his friends, a meal, and someone to be with him. Being present means stepping away from yourself and being there for someone else, letting them know that they are loved and cared for, being in community with them. Even now, in the fledgling days of my clinical practice, I've seen the difference that it makes when patients have their families and friends sit with them and offer their care and support. It can be better than all of the medicine in the world. I promised you long ago I wanted to discuss the legacy of TYG and thus far have walked you from medical school to Haiti and back. We heard in the gospel today about the shepherd leaving the flock for the one. This was the TYG story. You, with your flaws and your sins and your not always mature ways, were welcomed in with open arms and a massive smile to learn and grow and pray as a family. Mr. Allison would show you how to use a drill at a work site. Mrs. Lachlan would let you sneak a cookie off the tray. For me, one of the strongest legacies of TYG is the fact that a large group of adults with myriad other things to do would take an evening, a weekend, a week, and hang out with a bunch of teenagers. They were sources of support, comfort, and love for us, no matter where we were in our faith, life, or educational journeys. They taught us, by their examples, how to work to affect change in Philadelphia and around the world. But perhaps most importantly, they modeled for us what it meant to serve in our communities, to be the Jesuit ideal of men and women for others. And the most excellent thing about this service is that it is one that pays dividends. They trained us in the most loving way possible to spread this love through our service and our companionship wider and further and with great joy by serving in our churches, our community, and around the world. Amen.